Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are now into hour number three, coming up in 30 minutes. Gerald Celente on the economy, on the food riots intensifying all around the world. We're going to also get into other developments dealing with the Internet kill switch. USA Today now finally covering it. It's real. It's happening. But Luke Radowski, the founder of We Are Change, hundreds of chapters around the world, confronting every globalist you can imagine, getting in Dick Cheney's face at CPAC last week. That video's now gone viral at wearechange.org and Infowars.com. Listeners, you did a great job. You made Cheney stand down order, the number one search term yesterday. A whole bunch of news picked up on it and went, wow, you mean the head of the Transportation Department did say Cheney ordered to stand down, and they see the congressional C-SPAN clip? I mean, it's really gotten the word out. Luke, there's so much to discuss here, but in this segment, why don't you tell folks about the founding of We Are Change, who may not know all about it, and it's an idea. It's not centrally controlled. That's why it stopped infiltrators from being able to bring it down, because it's an idea, and ideas are bulletproof, and just the hundreds of globalists on both sides of the fake political spectrum you guys have confronted.
Yeah, I mean, We Are Change, you brought up a perfect fact, is an idea. We're not really an official organization. There's really, you know, there's no kind of, there's nothing, anything really special about it. It's just about fighting for liberty and doing the right thing. People get caught up with different organizations and who's doing this and who's doing that, but really it doesn't matter. It's only the good work that people do to help promote education, to help other people, that really matters at the end of the day. And I just started going out there confronting Zbigniew Brzezinski, and ever since then, it's just been an onslaught of, you know, David Rockefeller, you know, Giuliani, Bill Clinton, Hillary Clinton, you know, the other Rockefellers, and so many other individuals we were able to confront. And the best thing about this is we were able to inspire so many other people to take action in their cities, in their towns, and do the same thing.
That's right. We've seen Rothschilds confronted all over the world. And we now see other groups forming and confronting people. And that's good, because it makes, you know, there's more targets of us out there, harder to stop us. We've seen Al Gore confronted. I mean, you name it. John Stewart, whose brother runs the New York Stock Exchange, telling us how good the New World Order is. He's being confronted. His goons attacked you guys and got arrested. I mean, we're really showing who these people are.
Exactly. We just confronted David Horowitz, and I'm going to have more videos ready for everybody from, you know, my actions at CPAC. We got Newt Gingrich. We got James Woolsey, the former CIA director. You know, we got Michelle Bachmann. We're going to have so many more videos ready for everybody, and I'm just going to make this, you know, pretty much my full-time job. I want to go out there. I want to go to the Trilateral Commission meetings, the G20 meetings, the Bilderberg meetings. I want to go out there and, you know, be there wherever these people are and get in their face with the truth and just let them know, because it is such a powerful act to let them know that we are not, you know, we are not sheeple. We are not stupid. We are intelligent, caring people who give a damn and will make a difference in this world. And we will tell you, no, we're not going to have your one world government. You're not going to try to, you know, destroy this economy.
And now we see folks, even when David Rockefeller is in Chile, being confronted eloquently. We see Zbigniew Brzezinski, and this is the key, and I want to talk about when we come back, but the globalists create a climate that is going to cause rebellion, but then they're going to try to steer the revolution towards solutions that bring more corruption, more power, more world government. That's why what We Are Change is doing, and I'm just so honored, folks, because Luke's openly, again, it's an example of what he's now inspired and what that others inspire. You know, Luke watching me get arrested by Bush or confronting, you know, other world leaders, and then Luke got mad, went out sort of doing the same thing, and now others are doing it, and it is a chain reaction. Luke.
It's a continuing spiral, and, you know, I got to shout out Matisse Rojas. I mean, confronted David Rockefeller in Chile. I was talking to him years before, and seeing other people take action, stand up for themselves, and believe in themselves. And
leave Chile now! Leave Chile! We do not want your New World Order! You've killed a lot of people! You're killing a lot of people, David Rockefeller! Leave Chile now! I mean, that really, and the way Dick Cheney looked at you and snarled, but then put his head down and backed off, woo!
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power, regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low, at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
If you're just joining us, one of the biggest success stories in true grassroots activism is on the broadcast with us, Luke Radowski. And Luke, I want to go back for new listeners that just joined us. Tell us about your awakening, your process, so it can inspire others, because I forget the exact dates and details, what happened in New York 9/11 Truth, what you've done, getting together with the Building What campaign, now causing Geraldo Rivera to come out and say we need to look at 9/11 as an inside job, now causing Judge Andrew Napolitano on Fox to come out and say, and he said it on my show first, made national news, that the official stories like the Kennedy story, it's impossible. I mean, again, taking action, getting involved, not infighting, getting in there, getting in the globalist faces. Break that down for folks, and then we'll get into the Dick Cheney situation.
I mean, it's just been such an inspiring and amazing ride. I mean, this life and just being an awakened has changed my life for the better so much. And it's just been incredible. I mean, it started off with me getting beat up by the cops in New York City when I was 16, 17. And ever since then, I started looking into your work, and you inspired me seeing your confrontation, seeing your information that you provide to us every single day, I take it and I run with it. And it's about, you know, we all have the same potential within all of us. We all have the same possibilities. We could do anything we want. Nothing is impossible. We just have to take it and run with it without fear, only with compassion and devotion. And we could do anything we want in this world. And we did the impossible. I mean, we helped sponsor bills in Congress that helped 9/11 first responders. We raised money for them. We do other, you know, community work here in the city. And it's about making a difference, not only for yourself, not only changing yourself, but changing the outside world. And it starts with the individual sitting at home right now listening and understanding that the power is within their own grasp, within their own hands.
And what did Zbigniew Brzezinski say last year to the Council on Foreign Relations, televised on C-SPAN? He said, for the first time in world history, all of humanity is awake and staring. They are now looking past the puppets to the empire. And then he broke down the blocks of the empire. We've gone from Ron Paul not getting one co-sponsor 15, 16 years ago when he first got back into Congress. He'd done one, you know, a term before that, years before, to now passing the audit in the House. Sure, it got killed in the Senate, but now people aren't looking at puppets. More and more, they're looking at the real power structure. And once the majority of people see the real power structure and know it's the foreign banking occupation cartel, game over.
It's over for them. And people need to understand, these people, they're not as all-powerful. I mean, people show them so much, so much affection. People go up to them and, you know, they're deaf, dumb, and blind, like that girl in the Dick Cheney video screaming, "We love you, Dick Cheney. Thank you, you know, Miss Cheney." You know, but it takes just critical thinking. It takes just to look things up and do your own research and do your own homework and just to find out how this is all just a big game and how really, you know, the biggest secret that they're hiding, you know, from all of us is that we have the power. We have all the authority within us. We can do what we want. And that's what they're afraid of. They're afraid of us waking up and understanding the power and the authority that we have within us to do what we want. And they want to keep us depressed. They want to keep us dumb. They want to keep us fighting over stupid issues that don't even matter. And it's about just understanding life is short. And there has to be a better way. I know there is a better way, and that's why I fight. And I know that's why you fight. And, you know, with commitment, with just hard work, we can do anything we want. And that's why I'm doing everything I can right now. I have nothing else to do, and I'm just going to work really hard on We Are Change full-time. I've never been able to give my full potential to this.
Yeah, I told you years ago, Luke, and I guess what you started We Are Change, what, 3 years ago?
Yeah, about 3 years ago when I was 20.
So I told you then, I said, a college degree is great, but this is destiny here. You're already making international headlines every week. You're inspiring other people. You got to create a foundation, get donations. And I even told you, I said, why give all the money you raise to other things and then don't have money for video cameras? And I'm having to send you, you know, 4 or 5 free video cameras. And you don't have money to travel. I said, people want to fund, you know, what you're doing as the founder of this. And then others can start their own We Are Change that follows the code and the principles, and it's not some central control, and they can go out and confront politicians, but you need to do this full time and then make a film to then sell it, to then fund yourself with that seed money to really get in a position where you can do this full time. And I'm very excited to hear that you're doing that now. Now, I want to get into the Dick Cheney situation, but first, before we go any further, tell us about what's coming up this year, the 10th anniversary in New York City of the staged false flag terror attacks that were meant to drive a stake through the heart of our republic.
Well, this year is going to be one of the biggest years. The 5th anniversary was the largest ever. This is the 10th year anniversary. We have to make a stand. We have to do something huge. We have to do something major. All I know right now is that everybody should be in New York City on Sunday, September 11, 2011. We're going to be there making a stand. We don't know if we're going to do events yet or not, but all I know is that we need to be at ground zero, sending out our message, not going out in silence, being proud of what we stand for, being proud of truth and justice, and standing there with the family members, standing there with the rescue workers. So I hope everybody makes plans for New York City early. We're going to make huge, you know, we're going to do huge things in New York City to try to get the truth out there to everybody. And we're not backing down. We're not going to give up on 9/11. You know, people are always telling me, oh, talk about this, don't talk about 9/11. I'm never going to stop talking about 9/11. Truth is truth. And I don't care how, you know.
Well, Luke, 9/11 is the foundation of the wars, the Patriot Act, the naked body scanners, the hands down the pants at the TSA. It's the pretext for everything. It must be exposed, that fraud, that that false religious system of worshiping tyranny, this cult of tyranny that 9/11 is central to, must fall. But we see 9/11 truth with more and more scientists, more and more former Italian presidents, former German defense ministers, you know, number three in the Japanese government. I mean, constantly former U.S. senators, more and more prominent people. What did you think about Geraldo Rivera having the Building What campaign, which our listeners donated to the very kickoff of? Our listeners, again, giving you the credit, folks. So they could get those ads on in New York saying, Building What? Building 7, 30-second ad. Then Geraldo Rivera covers it. Then Judge Napolitano comes on this show and says, there's no way the official story's real. We're being lied to. Even though that obviously will hurt their career at Fox, they've got the humanity. They can't help but tell the truth. And 9/11 Truth, as Cass Sunstein at the White House admits, is the number one threat to them, and he wants you arrested. This is public. If you talk about it, why? They are so scared of this. What is it like for you to see the, not even rebirth, because it was always growing, but the acceleration, the waxing, the expanding, the exploding of 9/11 truth and taking that tool of false flag terror away from the globalists, where now anytime they stage an underwear bombing or something, our listeners are on board. They see the U.S. government get him on the plane. The government denies it for 2 months, and then it comes out that they did do it. I mean, this people are having an awakening. Our people are everywhere, inside the military, the police, on airplanes, in the cockpit, and in the passenger area, and in the factories, and on the borders, and in the media. I mean, we got the Popular Mechanics article months before it came out from moles inside. We get hit pieces from MSNBC before they're out. Our people are everywhere.
It's so amazing seeing the lie being chipped away, chip by chip, just but little actions that we do. And even having Geraldo Rivera come out with the truth, he was the last person I ever expected to come out in full support of Building What and the whole 9/11. And just seeing that, it was just so incredible, especially after the incident me and you had with him in 2007. And if Geraldo Rivera could come out and you know, openly talk about 9/11 truth on his newscast, the potential is amazing. And that's why Cass Sunstein calls for the open infiltration of this 9/11 truth movement, openly calls for the government sending out disinformation to try to counter us and try to get rid of us. That's why the Sodom Poverty Law Center puts on Patriots Most Wanted list, because they're afraid of us. They have fear. And one thing that we have that they don't have is love and compassion, and they're afraid of that. They're afraid of truth. They're afraid of liberty and justice, and that's why it's just so amazing. It's just been such an incredible, life-changing experience to see the difference in people. I mean, in New York City, I started out, 7, 8 years ago, at being at Ground Zero, people spit at you, people were mad, and now it's totally different. People are waking up to the ideas. People are researching. People are not just believing the lamestream media, and they're going online, and they're looking up real journalists who are going up to these people and asking them the real questions about 9/11. And we're going to be doing this full-time. We're not giving up. You know, and I feel so bad not being able to put my full potential into We Are Changed because of school and because of work. But right now, this is it. I mean, this is the time. We're just getting started. You're going to see a whole bunch of new videos. You're going to see us organizing huge events. And we're not backing down for this. We're in this for the long run. And we're not giving up until we have liberty, until we have true freedom, and until we accomplish what we wanted, which is a better life, which is a better world for us and our children, for God's sake.
Well, you're right, Luke. And if we don't expose the narrative, the hoax, the fable, the fiction of 9/11, it is what they're going to continue to use to destroy our republic. We're going to go to break and come back and talk about the Dick Cheney situation. Just briefly, whatever campaign, whatever organization, found your own groups, create a We Are Change, whatever, be part of the V campaign. All of this integrates together. What do you think of our V for Victory campaign? It is really having an effect.
It's beautiful. I love seeing people take action, call yourselves whatever you want. Just go out there and do something. It's such an incredible feeling. It's such an incredible rush to help people. What we're doing is we're educating people. We're providing them a service. We're doing something that the mainstream media has been not doing for years and years and years. And I commend you for starting the V for Victory. It's an amazing idea. And really, resistance is victory. Going out there, putting up signs, educating the local cops, going out there and talking to people, not being afraid of this, is the key. And I'm so proud
well,
to
you're
be
right.
part of it.
Now you were at CPAC. I want to do a little bit on Cheney and your confrontation with him, the videos at wearechange.org and the articles we wrote at InfoWars.com. But I also want to spend a little bit of the time we have with him. We're almost out of time, unfortunately, talking about Ron Paul. He won second year in a row. Fox ran a hoax and showed video from last year of some people booing him and said it was this year. That'll give you an idea of just how wicked and scared these people are of the truth.
Forget everything you've been told about long-term food storage. When the collapse happens, you'll need the single most effective way to get high-powered Delta Force nutrients to your family fast. Like any Special Forces commando, you need a plan. You need a Black Hawk Down food plan. Introducing the Survival Sprout Bank from Solutions from Science. It's your countertop survival garden. Yes, grow fresh greens right on your countertop in just a few short days. Sprouts are the green shoots that emerge from newly germinated seeds, and they are powerhouses of living, easily absorbed nutrients. The Survival Sprout Bank is a complete kit with nothing else to buy. And with sprouts so easy to grow, even children can grow emergency food. Call 877-327-0365 or go to survivalsproutbank.com. That's 877-327-0365 or order online at survivalsproutbank.com. Survival Sprout Bank, your Black Hawk Down emergency food plan.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley-C. Why Alley-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley-C. For more information and to order Alley-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley-C today.
They don't want to see us unite. They don't want to see us get together.
All they want us to do is keep on forcing and fighting.
Luke Radowski is our guest. They know that the American people want Ron Paul. And And so they don't even really report that he wins the straw poll, and they show video of people booing him a year ago and say that happened there. Fox News has been caught. Fox News caught in shocking dirty tricks stunt against Ron Paul. We're doing the Google search term today. Make it number one, folks. You're awesome. Fox News caught. Fox News caught, and that will lead them to it. You were there at CPAC. What did you think of how they were trying to treat Ron Paul, Luke?
I mean, I met a lot of amazing Ron Paul supporters there, incredible people, and there were a lot of different neocons there who were just grimacing and were so angry when he was speaking. And, you know, it was just incredible. I mean, hearing Ron Paul speak inspired me so much. I got a little interview with him, too. It's going to be on We Are Change in a couple days. You know, we're going to release the Newt Gingrich video. We confronted him on the Bohemian Grove there. My friend Anthony Antello for We Are Change Pennsylvania got Donald Rumsfeld on the $2.3 trillion that was missing. And we came in on their first day, and we pretty much wreaked havoc the first day. And then the next day we came back, they pretty much set up fake walls so we couldn't get anywhere near these people.
See, Cass Sunstein wants to infiltrate us. We're infiltrating them, and they can't stand it. We're on the march. They're on the run.
Yeah, and there are so many amazing people out there who are aware of the work, who are, you know, supporting us, who are giving us tips where all the other politicians were. And the CPAC people, I mean, they literally had to put up fake walls from one exit to another exit so all these politicians wouldn't have anybody coming up to them and asking them questions. And I'm just so proud to have everybody there with, you know, Danny Panzella and James Lane and so many other great activists out there. And we pretty much wrecked havoc at CPAC, and we pretty much took it over with the questions. The Ron Paul people were amazing, and it was just one of the best experiences in my life, seeing so many people caring for liberty, caring for freedom, and, you know, standing there.
And Cheney got booed when he was on stage, then confronted over and over again. It lets them know wherever they go in the world, they're getting confronted, that we are aware of them, and it really makes them back off. At many levels, they've backed off on trying to get our guns because they know we're waking up. They're backing off on so many issues. Luke, in closing, and again, the video's at wearechange.org. It's also at InfoWars.com. Cheney tried to snarl at you, but then put his head down and kind of just crawled off into the elevator. I mean, you got right in his face, but calmly let him know that you're aware that he was involved in 9/11.
It was an incredible feeling, and the rush that I got after that, the, you know, adrenaline was just so powerful, so amazing. And one thing I just hope, you know, don't thank me for doing it. The biggest thanks you could give me is going out there yourselves and confronting your local
yes.
politician, your local congressman. Don't thank me. I'm just one individual doing it. I'm not perfect. I made mistakes. You know, I don't ask the best questions. English is my second language, for God's sakes. And I messed up big time, too, because I messed up on John Bolton and Alan West. My microphone wasn't working and so many other ones. But we're going to have some good stuff out there. And one thing I just hope out of all this is when you see it, you know, I hope it inspires you to take action and to go out there and to do it yourself, because we're taking back the mainstream media. We are the mainstream media. We're going out there and asking the real questions, and people are aware of that, and people are paying attention. And it's up to us just to keep working, keep busting our humps and going out there.
Well, that brings me to this last point. Sunstein, the regulations are at the White House and others, they've been admittedly building the cybersecurity takeover of the web. They're now admitting it's to shut the web off and to slowly start curtailing it. They can do either. They're telling us, have freedom of the Internet in Egypt when Google's over there running the overthrow of their old apprentice, their old puppet. Now USA Today has the headline, Kill Switch Internet Bill Alarms Privacy Experts. And they just go on and admit, yeah, they're getting ready to put in the power to shut off the web. They're scared of the American people.
They definitely are. And I'm not afraid of their, you know, Internet kill switch. I know there's so many great hackers out there, so many tech geeks out there who know other forms of communications, who know how to bypass a lot of different things. So they have
there's
to be
micro FM, there's hanging up flyers. The more they try to suppress and bury the truth, the more it's going to stand out for people.
Exactly. The more they try to stop us, the more we grow. So, you know, they can't really do anything to us. They know they messed up. They know that we're doing the right thing peacefully, nonviolently. They know we're the ones trying to take back this country and make a better life for everybody. And they know they've really made a big mistake, and they're pretty much screwed. And it's up to all of us to take advantage of the situation and to just go out there and to, you know, be the full potential that we are, that we all can be within all inside of us.
Well, Luke, be the change you want to see in the world. First they ignore you, then they attack you, then they laugh at you. Then you win. Resistance is victory, and you and all the great folks that have led by your example are a testament to that. And so you didn't even talk about the death threats you get, your family getting death threats, the things you've gone through to get the truth out. But it's the only choice we've got. It's freedom or slavery, and you have chosen freedom. I choose freedom. I choose liberty with you. And it's just I'm honored to know you, my brother.
I'm honored that you woke me up, brother, and you helped me, you know, get here. And I thank you so much for all the work you do, and I wish you the best. And I'm here with you, brother, and whatever.
You too. God bless you.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
Is it finishing off this agenda? They'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
The fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Ladies and gentlemen, Gerald Celente for the next 30 minutes is our guest, founder of the Trends Research Institute. Really needs no introduction here. And, of course, many years ago he predicted the commodity prices, the oil, the food going up, triggering food riots. He, of course, predicted the Tea Party rising several years before it did. And he is a frequent contributor to our radio broadcast. And I wanted to get him on about Egypt, about the economy, this new giant budget. All these huge tax increases, like 69% on state income tax in Illinois, the austerity where they raise the taxes but cut the benefits, the governor of Wisconsin coming out on NPR on Monday and saying, oh, if state employees don't like their pay being slashed and us taking more of their money for the pension fund, we'll just call the National Guard out on them. And some say, yeah, cut their pay. That'll pay off the deficit. It's the derivatives. That's 1.5 quadrillion. you could cut everything and it wouldn't pay for even a few percentage points of it. We don't owe this money. And so Gerald has broken all this down, but I want him to go over it and give us the big picture geopolitically of what's happening and continuing to tweak his trends forecast, what he sees coming up in the next few months here in the United States. Gerald, great having you with us.
Hey, thanks, Alex.
You've got the floor. What do you want to cover first?
Well, let's look at Egypt first. If you go back to our Trends Journal, we've been predicting this. About 2 years ago, we came out with Workers of the World Unite 2.0. This has nothing to do with democracy, theocracy. It has to do with the bottom line. And the bottom line is this. When the money stops flowing down to Main Street, the blood begins to flow on the streets. And the money is not flowing down. We're looking at, for example, in Egypt, the per capita wage, the average wage of an Egyptian is $10 a day. That's according to the Egyptian statistics. Now, when you see food prices going up, you've got a lot of angry people because the cream at the top of the pyramid, if you will, they're taking all the dough. So what we wrote about also in the Trends Journal that you have, the winter edition that went out just weeks before, days actually, before the Tunisian uprisings, we sent out a synopsis. One of them was Youth of the World Unite. And I've been talking to about this on your show as well. Hear these kids, figure it out. You have a 50% unemployment rate in Spain. Probably in Italy it's around 35. And the kids angry. They have college degrees in worthlessness. There's no job future. They have this white shoe boy language. I love it. You brought it up. Austerity measures. Here's some austerity measures. We're going to cut the minimum wage, as they did in Ireland, 12%. They're not making anything anyway. Let's cut it lower. We're going to increase the cost of everything, all the services, all the licensing fees. We'll be after you for every little thing you do wrong, and you'll pay more for it. And we're going to cut services. Oh, and by the way, those pensions, we're going to cut those along with their benefits. And your retirement age, I got a good one for you. We're going to increase the retirement age till after you die. How's that? Oh, one other thing. We're going to raise taxes across the board. And we have to do this because the white shoe boys, I love the language, they don't want to take a haircut on the bad bets that they made. So you have to pay them off. What's going on, and as we said, off with their heads 2.0, the Autumn Trends Journal. What's going on in Tunisia? What's going on in Egypt? It's not Arab exclusive. You know, it is the beginning of, it's going to go to Europe, as we said. You know, Alex, remember when you were a kid, they taught you in school? World War I began when they assassinated the Archduke Ferdinand in Sarajevo. And you had the multiple choice junk, you know, you had to figure it out, the dates. No, it didn't. There were brush fires. The aristocracy started losing their money and they started trying to steal it from everybody else. And they're doing the same thing now. We are on the doorstep of the first great war, the Spring Trends Journal, of the 20th century. The brush fires are starting in Tunisia. They're starting in Egypt. They're starting in Bahrain, in Iran, in Libya, Algeria, Morocco, Greece, Spain, Portugal, Italy, the UK. You're going to see uprisings around the world as the little people start getting squeezed more and more.
Well, Gerald, now the UK is reporting 4% increase in inflation a month, and that's even the government's own cook numbers. We're getting more reports every day of TSA agents planting drugs on people, sexually harassing them. One guy stole $160,000 reportedly from checked bags. I mean, we're just seeing more and more corruption come out, and now every major Islamic nation in the Middle East is in turmoil. That is spreading. In fact, here are some of the headlines. Egypt's protest flare despite military warning. Anti-government protests spread to Libya. Thousands of police confront protesters in Yemen. Protests are spreading all over Saudi Arabia. Bahrain protesters urge more pressure. 100 Egyptians reach Italy amid Arab exodus. Carter says Muslim Brotherhood, nothing to be afraid of. So the social engineers knew that these upheavals were about to happen because of food prices. Their own reports admitted that. So they went in and triggered the overthrow of Mubarak, thinking they're going to control it, but clearly they're not going to be able to control it. And you talked about war in the Middle East being the answer to this depression. Clearly the social engineers are trying to nudge this crisis in a direction they can control, and then they will pose as the arbiters or the referees of the unfolding crisis.
I don't know if it's being engineered. I think the whole thing's out of control the way I see it.
No, they know it's out of control, so they went ahead and triggered it.
Oh, yeah, they're going to engineer it. I mean, let's go back. Let's play back the Egyptian uprising. As it began, we heard from Joe Biden, right? He said that Mubarak wasn't a dictator and he should stay in office. I looked about how long was Mubarak in for 30 years. You know how long Biden's been sucking off the public tit? 36 years. Of course he wasn't a dictator, not to Biden. He's been living his whole life off us. And $40 billion of our dollars going over there. And then you heard Hillary Clinton say, it has to be a orderly transition. They have to get their roles together, the voting roles. So now you're hearing champions for democracy. I've never seen, that's the engineering, is this hypocrisy. The hypocrisy coming out of Washington. They supported this guy for 30 years. And here's the other thing that everybody should really be furious at. We were mentioning about Obama's new budget. Was it about $50 billion going into foreign aid? Let me tell you what foreign aid is. Foreign aid is your money that you work for every day. They take it out of your pocket, and then they send it to their buddies overseas that they want to do deals with. That's all it is. Grow up about this. So let's stop this foreign aid baloney, because Egypt got $40 billion of ours. What is Israel getting? $3 billion plus a year. I don't want my money going anywhere. How about this? How about sending it to Detroit? There's a war zone.
Well, meanwhile, we have U.S. troops being shot at, U.S. police being killed, U.S. diplomats, USS ICE agents, and the media is not worried about that. The government's not worried about that. Mexican troops now coming across the U.S. border and searching citizens at checkpoints. But we have telescreens going in Walmart telling us spy on our neighbors. They're now going to have Homeland Security announcements during NBA basketball games, trying to make Janet Napolitano some type of rock star. We have just all of this going on. TSA robbing people. It really is scary how corrupt this society is going. Summing it up, where do you see America in a month, 6 months, a year, 2 years? I mean, you've talked about revolution, tax rebellions. You talked about it years before it came. Now it's starting. Where do you see it going?
Well, on the one end is what you're talking about. They're going to clamp down on us more and more. Again, the hypocrisy. Hillary Clinton talking about the freedom of the internet while they're clamping down on this end. And in the Trends Journal, there's that wonderful piece in the winter edition by Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, Loss of Liberty. That's where it's going. So it's hard to say if there's going to be revolts in this country, because we see the hypocrisy. As they were talking about, let the people in Egypt revolt, you know, don't come down on the journalists. What do they do in this country? Look what happened at the G20 meetings in Pittsburgh a few years ago. They closed down the whole city. You couldn't protest. All those goon squads. Maybe they should bring in the Egyptian.
And it turned
goon
out
squad.
In Canada, the police were lying when they said no protest allowed, that a special law had been passed. Turned out they were just lying. Here's USA Today. Kill switch internet bill alarms privacy experts. The government's openly saying they want to be able to shut the internet off, and they're getting ready to launch a false flag against the web. There's no doubt about that.
No doubt about it. And they're going to launch a bigger false flag. It's going to be terrorism or war. Mark my words. Yeah, let's, for anybody that has a attention deficit disorder or suffering from Alzheimer's disease or living in, you know, a little kid that can't put it together, remember the Maine. Saddam Hussein has weapons of mass destruction and ties to Al-Qaeda. Oh, here's one for you. The Gulf of Tonkin, remember that beautiful lie? They'll lie about anything. They'll take you to war. And that's what that, this is what we wrote about, Alex, in back in 2008 when the whole bailout scams began. We said when the bailout bubbles burst, the next stop is war. We're heading toward the first great war of the 21st century. You mentioned about the Czarette, Janet Napolitano. That bureaucratic, you know, she knows a lot about security, you know. She's really on time. And, you know, look what they're doing. Look at Obama's budget. They're increasing Homeland Security. They're not cutting defense.
That's right. They announced tens of billions of dollars for more naked body scanners to roll out on the streets, the courthouses, everywhere.
Everywhere in the cities, in the states. More money to control you and me. That's all this is about. As they lose control, they take more control. Let's look more at the budget. Defense. They're cutting defense. I love it. They go $78 billion. Then you read it. $78 billion over 5 years. So what are we talking about? $15 billion? Now let's add in some inflation into that. They're increasing the defense budget. So what they're doing is they're taking the money and they're putting it more into apparatuses that control us more. So you, when you ask me, what is it going to look like? They're going to control us more and more and clamp down on dissent more and more. On the financial end, we had warned, as other people have, about the rampant inflation. You mentioned the UK 4%. You look what's going on in India, in China. What are these protests about? People can't put food in their mouth. Food prices are at all-time highs, and they're earning all-time lows. The reason for this inflation is not only supply and demand. It's because, kiddies, commodities are based in dollars.
And now we have the French.
Bernanke devalued the dollar, so everything else is going up. They're robbing you.
And now, Gerald, the head of the G20, the French minister, came out and said dump the dollar a month ago, Hu Jintao. And now that consensus is there to go ahead and get rid of the dollar in the next year or so as the world reserve currency. But like cockroaches, when they've been sprayed with poison, you know, they start running around even faster. The system is even flooding the world even that much faster. And we see inflation rearing its head here, which hurts people on fixed incomes, you name it. I mean, any way you slice it, this is going to be a disaster.
It is. Oh, by the way, there's no inflation. Look at all those people out there that haven't gotten COLA increases. You know, this is I was on Judge Napolitano's show. He's one of my favorites last week. I said, this is the USSA. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. How can you say there's no inflation? You know, and it began under Clinton, and they keep the lie going. There's rampant inflation. Anybody that works and pays for things every day, again, not the billionaires and the multimillionaires, you know, they don't know what the price of a gallon of gasoline is. So what we're seeing here is insidious inflation. And by the way, the Europeans are as responsible for this as the American Central Bank. They're doing the same thing. They're flooding the market with cheap money. Because, again, I mean, I'm not making this stuff up. Go to Bloomberg. It's even there today. They're worried about the financiers getting haircuts. I mean, so they're flooding more money into the system.
And the big central banks are making record profits. What do you think about Ron Paul shifting gears? Going into this year's election, he won the CPAC poll 2 years in a row. They re-aired an old video of him being booed and played it on Fox and said that that's what happened this year when he won. I mean, this was a hoax that they ran. They are really scared of him.
You know, I've been getting some emails from young people who attended that, actually. And one of them was very insightful, saying how the young people really don't like the Republican Party at all, and they're really Ron Paul's supporters. And that's what the core of this country is moving toward. As a matter of fact, you've heard me say the phrase before, progressive libertarian. And a matter of fact, Judge Andrew Napolitano had on Ron Paul and Ralph Nader. He told me it was one, he got more responses from that show just about from any other one. That's the direction. Progressive in terms of the environment. Oh, by the way, all you Obama lovers, you wimpocrats out there, you know, your quiche-eating, grinning, and balsamic smile people, Obama's cutting the EPA budget by an estimated 30%. How's that for some more change you can't believe in? So what we're seeing is the revolution is going to come from these educated young people who want to become involved, and they are the Ron Paul supporters. I'll tell you, my dream ticket would be a Ron Paul, someone like a Ralph Nader, and a Secretary of State like a Judge Andrew Napolitano. I'm on a lot of shows, as you well know, Alex. I respect him more than, and on the mainstream media I'm talking about, I respect him more than anybody. He says it like it is.
Yeah, nobody, he said on this show that the 9/11 official story is a fraud, and boy, that caused quite a furor. We're going to come back with final ideas and points with the one, the only, Gerald Celente. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
segment with Gerald Celente joining us. Gerald Obama last week went ahead and expanded the Security Prosperity Partnership, North American Union, to say we have a continental security perimeter using the crises in Mexico they've engineered. We see just continued evidence of the Depression unfolding. In the last 4 minutes or so that we have left, what else do you think is most important on your radar screen, or what other tidbits do you want to impart to folks right now?
Well, this is really a time to be vigilant. Something we believe is going to happen of a very large magnitude. Again, we're not alarmists and we're not Monday morning quarterbacks. We call the shots before they happen with these riots that are now taking place in Tunisia and Egypt. We said it, that it would be young people, it would be, and we said, and this time the revolution will not only be televised, it'll be Twittered, Facebooked, and YouTubed. And so people really need to know, watch what's going on very closely. And in going back to the Obama lie, and again, your Obama deception, well, that documentary should win awards, because you really nailed it so early on. And anybody that hasn't seen that, I really highly recommend that they show it to everyone that they know who still believes in the great lie. And here's another part of the great lie. When Obama became president, he said that they've earmarked $2 trillion worth of savings that they saw in the federal budget. Well, obviously, they never came through with that because they weren't there. And then they said, according to the Congressional Budget Office in 2009, that do you know what the deficit would be in 2011, according to their projections? $500 billion. What is it? Oh, it's estimated to be $1.6 trillion. So the lies that are coming out right in front of our face are beyond the belief of anything that you could make up. And as I said, what we're most concerned about now is something is going to happen, a real, it's either going to be a terrorism or a call to war at some level. And by the way, I only saw it once. I haven't had time to follow up on it, about Petraeus leaving Afghanistan. Is that true?
Well, there's calls for them to try to start pulling out and perhaps removing Petraeus.
No, Petraeus himself leaving.
I haven't confirmed that, no.
Oh, because I saw something come across on that. And if what the point that I'm making is that these are losing wars, and they're losing in Pakistan in that CIA drone war. They're losing in Afghanistan, and there's no end in sight in Iraq. Something we believe is going to happen. So what I'm saying is that I believe when it does happen, they're going to close down the banks, and they closed down Wall Street when 9/11 happened. This time there's going to be a run on cash, run on ATM. So I would just suggest to people that, you know, have your e-foods, have your survival gear in place, because if the worst does, and have money on hand, and have I believe in gold, as you know.
So you're saying this depression could really accelerate and become a complete meltdown.
Yes, that's all they need. That's all we need now is a geopolitical flashpoint, and this thing unravels, bam, the bottom falls out. So what I'm saying is that if the worst doesn't happen, at least you're prepared.
Absolutely. In closing, David Petraeus quitting. The Times of London is reporting that he is going to be stepping down sometime near the end of the year. But now the Pentagon is denying that. Who knows what the truth is, Gerald?
Who knows what the truth is? And so the point being, if you don't prepare now, you could lose everything. The stock market is a rigged game. Only little kids believe that they could play it and win it. Because with the high frequency trading, the dark pools, everybody knows what's going on and watching.
Absolutely. TrendsResearch.com, our site's Infowars.com. Thank you, Gerald.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.